Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie, and my husband, Chris.
Oh, we're just first naming?
Just first naming.
No surnames.
We're very close at the minute.
It could be anyone. What? Don't tell them that. You, are you, Rosie who? Who are you? Rosie who?
I'm Rosie Winter.
How dare you unmarry me in your name?
Would you be really upset if I just like started signing everything with my maiden name again?
Well, we've said it before, haven't we? You it took you easily six months after marrying me to change it on your voicemail.
Do you know my phone? When you type in, if you're buying stuff online, I've been buying a lot of stuff online. Haven't been to a shop yet.
Yeah.
Sadly, haven't had time, but for Christmas. When you go to put, so whenever it says like first name, I start typing Rosie and it comes up Rosie and I press it.
Yeah.
And then when it says surname, Winter comes up. It's I don't know how to change it on my
phone. Your phone. It's honestly, your phone is dead against this family.
Hate
you. Judas.
Actually hate
get it. Rid of that phone.
Mm.
That's weird because it's quite a new, like you've had multiple phones since you were called Winter, so I don't know why it's still.
No, it's fully upgraded as well. Oh, the upgrade was shit, by the way.
Oh, you were
if
very upset.
If your iPhone's asking you to upgrade, don't do it.
There's nothing worse.
Horrible.
And then they go, you got to for security, and you go, all right. And they go, oh, by the way, we've changed everything. And you go, motherfucker,
well, you know,
why?
The internet, the Safari.
I'm familiar with the internet, right. Yes.
Well, Safari,
yeah.
The tab, what's it called where you put the address in?
The thing where you write stuff in. Yeah.
Used to be at the top. It's at the bottom. It's at the bottom of the page.
Oh.
It's horrible. It's really throwing us off.
I bet that's what people with bigger phones. Because I've got the bigger phone
right.
For watching porn. Sports on the train.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good save, Chris.
Great.
And I can't, with my thumb, I can't reach the top with one hand.
Oh, so it's I have painful. To suffer because I've got a smaller phone.
Yeah.
Basically.
And I haven't even done the
that.
Upgrade. Yeah, yeah, it will be.
Because of that. Yeah. That's upsetting.
I get a bad wrist if I'm trying to reach the top. Yeah, that and all the wanking. Just watching sports. Good save.
What's happening? This is awful. Why are we talking about wanking? It's 10:15.
It's very
You're
early
horrible.
In the morning. We're doing this almost as early as people start listening to it because we're doing it today. Because as we record it, it's Wednesday and we're on the way to Birmingham tonight.
Yes,
to do a live
we are,
show.
Yeah.
Another massive shout out to everyone who's been to the live shows. You're amazing. Thank you so much. We've got two left. As the time of this comes out, we've got two left. We've got Manchester,
Eo Arena, and Leeds.
First Direct Arena. So
it's been so much fun.
See you all there. It's been amazing.
I'm flipping
it?
Knackered like.
Oh god, yeah. Oh Rosie, I love you. I'm fucking sick of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm honestly I'm so tired.
Sick
and my throat's
you.
Going a bit dodgy now. I think we're both just a bit like hello.
Yeah.
I don't think we're gonna speak to each other in January.
Fine by me.
Shake on it.
Right.
Deal.
Good. Good stuff.
Oh, we've got
stuff.
The podcast.
Oh, fuck. Listen, right, before we go any further, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Great.
This week's sponsor is Remembering.
Okay.
Hey, you know when something happens and then you've got to remember it?
Yes.
Keep it in your head so you don't forget.
Yeah.
Here's an example. Always remember that they fucking partied while we were locked down. They fucking partied. Multiple parties. They're denying it. There's photos of some of them. I don't want to get political, but they fucking partied. They gathered together and had a lovely, merry old time while we were losing our fucking minds because they told us to. Never forget, guys. Never forget.
Yeah.
Never forget.
In the garden with our loved ones while they dilly-dance.
Never
they had catering,
they're trying
you know?
To make it. They're trying
you
to make it. Oh, the photo.
You know
so the photo
catering?
Came out and it disappeared pretty quickly. There was fucking chafing dishes in the background.
I
now, obviously, I used to work at the Stadium of Light. I was a self-service waiter. I was a very good waiter. Chafing dishes in the background.
You've got to order them in, haven't you?
Well, not many people have got fucking chafing dishes kicking about in their cupboard. I mean, I know they're all middle class and upper class, but, you know, it's the big metal tray where you put, like, a candle underneath, sort of a paraffin fucking candle thing underneath. Yeah. It was catered.
Yeah.
The parties were fucking catered.
And they didn't look scared.
They looked absolutely buzzing. Is it quite? You seen that lucky fucker to the right of the photo? You can't see their face. It's just the hairline.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine being that prick.
Yeah, you'd be buzzing.
They must be fucking buzzing.
Basically, hope you're all okay.
Hope you're all fine.
Don't forget, because they want me to forget.
Don't forget. Don't let them deflect
I'm
it.
Not gonna
Don't
forget.
Let them deflect it. Don't forget.
Shoot, can I do a really quick little shout out?
Oh, God.
What?
Come on, then.
Why are you saying that?
Oh, no, I know what it is. Sorry, I thought it was going to be something stupid. I know what this is. Go for it.
I want to give a shout out to Lad Baby Mum, Rox and Mark and Lad Baby. They have brought out a Christmas single with Ed Sheeran and Elton John.
Amazing.
You can download it now. He's had number ones 3 years in a row, which is amazing. So he's going for a fourth one. And and all of the money...
You're talking about Lad Baby, not talking about Ed Sheeran or Elton John here. We're talking about Lad Baby.
I'm talking about Lad Baby.
Yeah, they've had... Yeah, the Sausage Roll song's been number one 3 years in a row,
And all of the proceeds go to Trussell Trust.
Yes.
Which is the food banks.
Big love to Ed and Elton John for getting amazing. On board with it. So, amazing.
If you fancy downloading it, it's currently available to download now.
Go for that. That in fact, that's the sponsor.
Yeah, let's make that the sponsor. Should we crack on? Because I don't want to get political. I don't want to get political because I'm bogged down with it.
Yeah.
Is everyone else bogged down with it? Or is it just us?
I think everyone's just fucking sick. I think everyone's just sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's kind of just putting their head down. It's like front crawl at the minute. I think everyone's just putting their head down and just fucking holding their breath and swimming as fast as they can to just try and get to Christmas.
Well, listen, Christmas soon, and I'm very excited. We're going to be doing a Christmas special next week.
Yeah.
And let's crack on. Let's crack on because I've got some funny stories. Let's do a beef.
Let's crack on. Never forget. Never forget.
Never forget.
Never forget.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Lovely to have you all back, as always.
Yes, lovely to have you back. Now, guys, I haven't read my main feed of Twitter for about 2 years now, and it's brilliant. But what is so much better than that is I read me at replies. Mm. So if you ever at me something, if you ever speak to me on Twitter, I will see it. Don't be a dick. I will see it.
You open a can of worms
That's fine, I'm not that bothered. I will see it, and people have been sending me... What I love so much about this podcast is people see unbelievably ridiculous shit online and they send us it. They go, this would be good for the podcast.
Yes.
And they send us things. So I've got some things that people have sent me that I want to run past you today that you might not be aware of.
Right.
You might not be.
Right.
But I saw them, I thought, you know what? I'll keep these little tidbits, I'll save them in the phone, and then I'll save them to Rose and you'll save the crackers.
Okay.
So big shout out to, it just sums the podcast up. Honestly, 100 plus people must have sent me this link last week.
Well, I've probably seen it then, but what is it?
Bomb squad called after doctors find World War II shell stuck up man's backside.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Absolutely unbelievable. World War II shell.
That's a bit of history he's put up his arse. Honestly, the lack of respect has gone into that.
That's a bit of history.
But it is?
Do you love history? I do. Do you love it as much as me? Watch this. Like, I mean...
Question. Was it live? Did it still work?
Right, so... It was basically a missile. It was,
But isn't a shell when it's been done, like when it's been launched?
They call artillery... They call it a shell, an artillery, so it's rather than a bullet, rather than calling it a big bullet, they call it a shell.
Mm-hmm.
So are you thinking of the casing of a bullet?
Think so.
Right, so it's basically like a fucking, like a little missile
bomb.
Thing. Yeah, like a little missile that he's put up his arse. I mean, respect him for picking something that is sort of phallic. The amount of things we find where people
put... Yeah, it's a good shape.
Yeah, I mean, God,
what size is it?
So it was...
doing centimetres. I know centimetres.
5 centimetres wide.
Right, okay.
So that's, yeah, that's...
It's not pleasurable.
I mean, yeah. It's, the 17 centimetre long and 6 centimetre armour piercing projectile. That's right.
Nice.
That's what the ladies call it. Was a type of shell fired from anti-tank guns in the Second World War.
Wow.
So it could pierce the armour of a tank. And it,
Jesus.
Yeah, it literally like go through it like a fucking spear, then explode inside the tank. That's what they did. And he put it, He put it up his bum. Although it says the unnamed man from Gloucestershire Royal Hospital said he slipped and fell on the 57mm piece of weaponry. However,
he must have gone through his trousers.
Well, if it can pierce a tank, it can pierce a pair of fucking jeans, Rosie. So I don't know how dare you be shaming this
man for it.
It's a terrible act. It's a Rosie, you're victim blaming. It's a terrible accident he's had. He's in his house. He says he said he had it on the floor. He said
upright.
He had it on the floor. It's upright on the floor. Look, I don't know about you. I don't know about you. But when I'm cleaning all my World War II memorabilia, I like to stand all of them up on the floor, take my trousers off, in case any dust or fibre particles from my trousers fall on them.
Secret.
I like to dust them. Yeah. I like to, you know, sometimes I like to slather them in butter or something.
Is that what he did?
No, I don't think he did, no.
Okay.
But he fell on it. He reckons he fell on it. And
what
it was
a shame.
But the best bit is the fact that, you know, we've heard so many stories about people who go to the hospital and stuff up their arse. But he went and they're like, right, we've got to phone the bomb squad. And you can just imagine him face down in the fucking, in the bed going, please, please don't ring anyone else. Honestly, it's not live. We've got to phone the bomb squad just to check.
Oh my
like,
God.
You dirty pervert.
But I just...
he has a full team of fucking military professionals.
It's a waste of time. It's a thing that gets me. It's the lying about it that gets me.
Yeah.
It's the lion. I'm sorry.
The shell had apparently been lying on the floor while the patient was clearing out his collection of military memorabilia.
Gosh. Tell you what, he's lucky it didn't go through his stomach. I'm actually glad it went up his arse.
The chances of falling backwards and it landed right on your arsehole. You know.
Do you know what happens to me?
I fell back, my pants fell down and I sat on it.
It happens to me with donuts quite regularly.
Yeah, mouth first.
Just honestly, just like they'll be on the bench and I'll trip and they'll just whoop. In my mouth, and I go, "Oh shit!" I get where he's coming from.
Yeah. Obviously, as a side note, we've said this before for years.
Mm.
Do you know that between two? This is the official stat, right? Because we've said people are always getting stuff stuck up their arse, right?
Right.
Mainly men.
Nice one, lads.
flying the flag. Nice one, lads. Doctors and nurses have had to remove some 3,500 objects from people's arses between 2010 and 2019. Costing the NHS around $340,000 a year, or $3 million
a year.
$3 million in total in those 9 years.
Wow,
£3 million of taxpayers' money spent on taking stuff out of dirty little perverts' bums.
Oh, do you know what it is though? I'm all stick stuff up your bum, Just choose better.
Well, I don't know because I've learned a little bit about history on this one. If anything. Always put something with an interesting backstory up your bum. Then when I read the story, I now know about armor-piercing shells from World War II. I've learnt more from reading that than I learnt in history at school.
Wow.
So hey, whoever you are, unnamed man from Gloucester, thank you very much. You know, I'm going to go and watch Blackadder. Another one for you here, Rosie.
Okay.
Now,
being
a huge animal lover, you're going to love this one.
Right, is that a joke?
Hey?
Is that a joke? I like animals.
You just don't want to own one.
Okay.
Well, listen, don't worry about owning one, right?
Mm.
You don't need to own one, you just need to have one for a little while to see if you're going to do what this lady was up to.
Oh, is it going to be sad? It makes it sad.
Passenger on a flight from Syracuse to Atlanta was breastfeeding her hairless cat and refused to stop.
What?
On a flight in America. It's always in America. She had one of them hairless cats, like what Rachel gets in Friends. You know the one that Rachel gets in Friends?
We are Siamese, if you please. Are they Siamese cats? No.
I don't know what they're called. It's the one that Rachel gets one in Friends. It's a hairless cat. And Gunther's like, it's just some kind of snake.
Right. Okay. Yes, I do remember.
Yeah. She had one of them and she was breastfeeding it on a flight.
How?
And she refused to stop.
No, I don't. That's not real.
Well, it's...
Because I'm not being funny. You've got to get your tongue in a certain way to be able to breastfeed.
Oh, sorry. No, it wasn't latching on. That was the next bit of the story. The cat wasn't latching on.
Right.
Apparently, the cat was going fucking ballistic.
So,
she took it out with its little carrier. Because in America, in internal flights in America, you can take dogs and cats on the flight because it's not going over any borders, and America's fucking massive.
Mm-hmm.
So, she took it out with its little case and she wrapped it up in a towel, apparently, or a blanket, so it looked like a really fucking ugly baby. You could just see its head. And she was trying to get it a tit in its mouth and the cat was having none of it, apparently, quite right.
What?
And then she refused to
stop.
So
how did she have milk in her boobs?
Well,
she must have a kid.
I'm so confused by all of this. I mean, I think she was a fucking maniac, let's be honest. I don't think, like, you know, sorry, you're clearly not lactating at the moment. This is fat. It's trying to breastfeed a cat, Rosie. She's obviously not fucking all there, to be fair.
Oh, my word.
Now, it brings me on to my next little game.
What, a game?
Yeah.
Right.
Just a quick little game.
It's not which animal would you breastfeed, is it?
No, it's how can we get Rosie to breastfeed a cat? Da, 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 breastfeed a cat.
I'm not, da, no. Da.
Right.
Chris, I couldn't even breastfeed me kid. How do you think I'm going to breastfeed a cat?
Just a quick little quid pro quo, as they call it in America. Quid pro quo. Listen.
What's happened?
Let's start here. Would you breastfeed a cat?
Absolutely not.
How much money would it cost for you to breastfeed a cat?
Give us a number.
Right. £1 million. Would you breastfeed a cat for £1 million?
No, I don't think I could.
Right. So you don't think money? You don't think money?
I don't. I mean, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. You got to breastfeed it for 3 times a day for a week.
Oh, no. I thought it was once. I thought it was a one-time thing.
Night feeds as well. Night feeds.
Absolutely. Fuck that. Rosie, They've got claws. Like, when Robin and Rafe were crying, at least, you know, they couldn't claw you to death. Imagine trying to breastfeed a cat.
To death!
And they wouldn't latch on. Oh, you'd be ripped to bits.
Yeah, it's bad.
No. Listen, Rosie, this is the worst game.
This is a cat.
Ever.
This is a special cat. Rosie, the cat's gonna die. Rosie, you've got to breastfeed this cat. Rosie, the cat. You're the last hope.
Well, then, yes, I would.
Wow, you fucking pervert. You would breastfeed a cat.
If it was going to die.
You heard it here first, everyone. She would breastfeed a cat. I can't believe I do a podcast for you.
Chris, if the cat was... If I had milk in my breath, I would squeeze it in its mouth.
Go and get some cat food. What's wrong with you?
Oh, is that an option?
Well, you didn't ask.
Right.
You went straight to throwing your tit in its mouth like some kind of psycho. See, it's easy done, guys. Don't be judging the woman on the flight. It's easy done. She just didn't realise cat food existed.
You've had my life here. Like, I thought we were the last people on earth, me and this cat.
I never said any of that. What's wrong with you?
Right. Well, I don't want the cat to die.
You've got something wrong with you. But that's very admirable.
You can squirt it from quite a far way away.
Stop.
No, you can. It squirts really far of milk from your boob. So I would be like, sit. Sit down. Sit.
It's not a dog. It's not a dog.
Can cats not sit?
I doubt it. Right. I mean, maybe.
Well, I'd purr. And then I'd squirt it like this.
Just doing it.
And I go, open your mouth. Open your little mouth.
Fucking hell.
And they'd go. And they'd probably go, ugh, human milk. Yuck.
Can I interest you in a saucer? Just put it in a saucer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I would.
What's wrong with you? Why are you going straight to the cat's mouth? What's the matter with you?
Oh, for fuck, Chris, I'm tired. I'm thinking about all of this. It's really upsetting. I didn't like that game at all. You really lulled me into that game then.
Well, if it makes you feel better, you lost that game. Spectacularly lost that game.
Right, okay.
Well done.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's
beef, 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 beef. Now, just as you were hearing a babadoo bar there, guys, and it was a little bit silent it was silent for us because it wasn't recording, I said, do you have a beef? And then we realised that we've been on tour together for a month now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course we've got a beef.
Yeah, I've
we've
got
multiple
few.
Beefs.
We've got quite a few.
Ladies first or gentlemen first?
You can go first.
I can go first.
Go on.
Okay. So
get us all riled up.
My beef with you... is, and you've accused me in a comedic way for comical effect. You accuse me of gaslighting you every 5 minutes just to irritate us.
I mean, jokingly.
Yeah, you are joking.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's a serious thing.
But it is a serious thing, right? But listen, you're having a fucking pop at it in my direction recently, mm-hmm. right? For the entire time I've known you, you mm-hmm. have always, always, always walked into a room, sat down on the sofa or the chair, then realised quite conveniently that you've forgot something that you need. And I've always been in the room.
Hmm.
So you've sat down and you've went, oh, I've just sat down. I forgot my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it and you go, oh, will you go and get me laptop? I've just sat down. Right? Which is fair enough. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there whose partners, male or female, may do this thing. You know, we mm-hmm. all live with lazy, mm-hmm. lazy twats.
Right, okay. Yep.
However, it's took a new turn now. You come in, you sit down, you go, I forgot my laptop. I go, oh, God. And you go, oh, it's upstairs. And the other day, and a few days after, you've mm-hmm. said it a couple of times now, you went, Chris, go upstairs, run upstairs and get my laptop. It'll be a great warm-up for going on the Peloton. Evil fucker.
How's that evil?
Just
it's
is.
It's true.
It's just proper
I'm trying
manipulative.
To look after
just,
you.
Go on, you go on a Peloton, it'll be a lovely warm-up exercise. be exercised.
Right, okay, well, it's funny.
Go and get me laptop.
I'm just looking at my... No, I'm just looking at my list here of my beefs. And
list?
It's funny.
List?
You should, yeah, list, mate, list. It's funny you should say that because on my beefs, there's one here. You keep making me pass you all of your stuff when you're in the shower.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Onto, I've noticed this. So what happens is Chris gets in the shower, right? And then conveniently Rosie! Yeah? Can you come here? Uh-huh. What is it? Oh, can you pass us me? Can you pass us me face wash? Can you pass us me shower gel? Why didn't you get it before you got in the shower, Chris? Why didn't you get it before you got... Oh, well, I forgot my laptop
and
as well.
Well, yeah, and that's fine. But it's the... I'm not going, come and get it, man. Get your steps in for the day. Do you know what I mean?
You fucking have said stuff like that before.
Ah, actually, I've just as I came out of my mouth, I have said that before. I have said
you're
it.
You're so... You are literally...
you might have got that from me.
I think I have. You're literally like, do you want to go for a walk? That bitch. It's you.
That's not... It is never you. Say that.
Well,
how
it's in
you.
Your eyes. I can see
how
it in your eyes.
You. Well, I'm thinking it, but I wouldn't say it out loud. I'm joking.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Okay, well, just... Okay, we'll tell you what. We'll call that one a draw.
Right. No, actually, yeah, for the first time. Stop asking us to get your shit in the shower and I'll stop asking you to get stuff for me.
Right. But, well, what if I forgot? What am I supposed to do? Climb out of the shower soaking wet?
Yes.
It's a health and safety nightmare.
Don't
what
care.
What if I climb out, right, and then you come in to brush your teeth or something and the floor's still wet, I haven't had a chance, and you slip and hurt yourself on the floor?
I don't brush my teeth.
Yes, you do.
No. Never.
Explains a lot. Fucking stink. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to send your wonderful questions. Your input is always greatly appreciated. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This starts off really nice. To the amazing Chris and Rosie. That's nice, isn't it?
Didn't put my surnames on. Could be anyone. Could be anyone. That's same mistake true. You made at the beginning of the episode. It might not be us.
Right, well, I mean, it's very much... Stop.
Let's assume it is then.
Right.
But, you know, all I'm saying is...
To assume makes an ass out of you and me.
Great work. Just sterling work.
Yeah. I've just listened to the best episode, episode 100, and have laughed my head off at the skid marks pillow denial story. Do you remember that?
I do remember
when
that.
One night, I think it was one night stand that had a skid... They had a skiddy on the pillow.
Yeah.
Beautiful content.
Just great content. Just one from the archives.
Yeah.
just good, wholesome family fun.
How do we still do this?
How is this a job?
I love it.
What the fuck?
I love it.
I love it too. I love everyone who's listening as well. Thank you very much.
Yeah. The denial element gave me a flashback to my dating self in my early 20s when I lived at home.
Mm-hmm.
Not wanting to tell my parents I was seeing an older guy, I ended up in an elaborate denial story.
Okay.
I was seeing this guy with major stubble. We had been snogging, in brackets, I'm a 90s child, for ages. And it...
this is just... major stubble. I don't know, it's just like... It really dates the story. Snogging was amazing, but also mm-hmm. that he's an older guy. How old is he? He's got stubble. He's got stubble. Like, I imagine I in school or in college going to like lads in the year going, yeah, man, you're too mature. Man, you don't even have stubble.
But my boyfriend's got stubble
and I snog him.
She's in her early 20s.
Oh, we tanned, but then you
I know, she's not, this isn't the younger, this is in her early 20s.
Well, college then.
Literally surrounded by pubescent boys in our college, and this guy's got stubble.
Not worse than bum fluff, man. Not worse than bum
fluff. Oh, did you get bum fluff?
I never got bum fluff. No.
You're not that hairy, are you?
No, I've got like a beard now, I've got stubble, but it's still quite soft, my mm-hmm. but it's always been this kind of soft. Like, it's not really, really rough. Do you know what I mean? But like, I remember, I mean, I knew lads who had like upper lip tashes, like, and it was just like eyelashes. Mm-hmm. It was just like loads of eyelashes on the top lip. Just looked like another giant eye on their face. I was like, what the fuck are you doing, man? And they loved it as well. You could see they like trimmed it and that. They were like standing like, and it's like, oh my God, you literally look.
But
like
it was
just...
really fashionable at one point when we were younger.
No, it was never fashionable.
I don't mean fashionable, but I mean it was hairy to have it. Like, it was just a thing.
It's just like the lads who could grow the beards at school, some of them had stubble, and the ones who couldn't do that just kept like a bum fluff tash.
Really fluffy.
And it was just awful.
Wonder if our lads will get bum fluff.
Oh,
we'll see.
Well, we'll see.
I couldn't
let them leave the house with a bum fluff tash.
Would you shave it off?
I would just go, I look at it, man. It looks like looks like Claudia Winkleman's fringe on your top lip. not nothing against Claudia Winkleman. She's got beautiful, soft, yeah. glossy hair. I'm thinking of a guy at my school who just had like a full on.
I know, there was a few in mine. I can see them in my mind.
You see them combing it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Fucking amazing.
I think I would veet it off, the lads.
Veet. Just go and shave it.
But if you shave it, it comes back thicker.
Well, that's what they want. I think that's what happened. I think people got their first bit of bum fluff and went, right, this is it. Don't shave it. It might not come back. And they just kept this fucking quaffered, fucking beautiful, conditioned.
I'm dreading getting hairs when I'm older, you know.
When you're older?
Yeah, like you get like a hairs and you like little random hairs.
When you're older?
What do you mean when I'm older? I haven't got them now. Have I? I've got one really long eyebrow. Did you know that?
I've got one really long hair. Eyebrow hair. Long
one,
eyebrow.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
On my right eyebrow, I get one hair that grows three times the length of the others.
Right.
And it's blonde. You can only see it in the sun. I have to pluck it out all the time. Every like 4 months, I catch it in the mirror and it's just really, I don't know what's going on.
How are you? Are you all right? How are you?
What do you mean?
How are you coping with that? It sounds awful.
It's been happening for years.
Every 4 months, you've got to pluck. Every 4 months.
Got to pluck this hair out.
God, are you all right?
I'm all right.
You must be knackered.
Oh, no, Chris. Looking for it's the worst thing.
What are you talking
Where's
about?
The blonde? Right.
Back
so,
to the story.
Sorry. This guy has got major stubble.
He's got major stubble. So we're back to the story. He's got major stubble and she's snogging like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah. And it's given a major tash rash.
Right, okay. Right. Oh, God.
As a result, my parents asked me what had happened to my chin. I said that they wouldn't believe it, but the day before I had eaten a shop sandwich out of those plastic triangle packaging and it had severely scratched my chin.
Sorry.
The worst excuse ever.
So triangle sandwiches, when they get the sandwich and they cut it in the diagonal and they fold it in,
mm-hmm.
at the moment... In life, they're in cardboard with a little see-through thing.
Yes.
But I do remember when they were in a plastic
in
thing and you could click it back shut.
Yes.
So she's claimed that she's like half-edged it out of that and just ate it and she's just fucking scoffed down on it so much that the plastic has scratched her chin. What a fantastic
it's terrible.
Excuse. No, because it's so stupid. Mm. It's like someone wouldn't pick it because it's so stupid.
Okay.
I like it.
Well, as the days went on, my tash rash scabbed over.
Oh, God, how much were these guys snogging?
Just a lot, I think. A lot.
Oh.
My mum and dad said that I should contact the sandwich company as it was so bad.
God damn it. There's a claim in that. There's a fucking claim in that, love. Look at that, man. It's drew blood.
They plagued me with questions. What sandwich was it? How did it scratch you so badly? You should sue.
You should sue.
I just had to make up answers, and I've never told them the truth. Much love. Imagine. Oh, terrible, God. That love. It, what company was it? Let me get... Where's the CFAX? Let's see what this company's called.
It's I bet you, amongst all of their friends, they were like, yeah, oh, hey, by the way, don't get them sandwiches with the plastic on. Our daughter should cut all her chin on it. Be one of them things. No wonder your mom comes up with a stupid fucking thing of our Moira's sister's daughter, this happened to her, so be careful.
Yeah.
It'll all come from bollocks because someone's been snogging their older boyfriend too much.
I know. I stopped eating crisps for a while because I heard a few stories that people had found beetles in their crisps.
Brilliant.
Put me off. For a good week.
I was going to say, put us off in between packets.
Also, back in the day, there was a rumour, and I don't want to slag them off because I genuinely love them, right? Like, I still sometimes buy a tube of them, and you know this.
Right.
But there was a rumour that Smarties, the shells were made out of crushed up beetles. That's not true, is it?
So, are you asking me if that's not true?
But I'm sure it was in the papers. Am I going mad?
I think anything in the past couple of years that have taught us anything is that the papers are always full of bollocks.
No, well, this was when I was a kid.
Oh, when they were full of bollocks and we didn't even know it was bollocks.
When they were full of bollocks, but you couldn't just share it.
As a 35-year-old woman, are you asking me if there's any truth in the rumour that Smarties shells are made of crushed up beetles? Are you asking me that now, seriously?
Only because...
You are sticking with this line of questioning.
Only because certain things have whale fat in them.
Right.
And animal fat and things like that, so you never know. There might be a blood from a beetle in Smarties.
You think the people making Smarties decided that the best thing to make the outer coating of the chocolate out of would be crushed up beetles? And other things. What other things?
Sugar.
I'll tell you right now, take the beetles away and it's sugar.
Yeah. So I do love Smarties. I love Smarties, mate.
Do you know?
I especially love the, at Easter? When they bring out...
The bunny.
No. When they bring out the little the eggs.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Dare I say, prefer them more than mini eggs. No. And you know I love
Cadbury's. Remember Asteroids?
Describe.
They were like little round Smarties, but they had biscuit in the middle and chocolate on the outside.
I don't like biscuits with chocolate.
Oh, fuck yourself.
No, honestly.
Oh my God, you don't like biscuits with chocolate? No. What kind of sentence is that?
Because they should be separate.
Here's an interesting fact, by the way. You know, the sugar, not beetles, outside layer of a Smarties. Mm. You know, sometimes you can get ibuprofen that's got that sugar outside, on the outside.
Mm.
If there's no Smarties in the house, I sometimes just have a couple of ibuprofen.
No, he doesn't. Don't listen to him.
It's the same thing.
Well, wait, okay.
Yeah. I swallow them without water, get a bit of the sugar.
Just so you can get that buzz.
Yeah, if a tablet's ever got the shiny layer on the outside, not the plastic where it's two things put together, where it looks like the inside of a fucking tiny little Kinder egg.
Yeah.
It's just sugar.
Have you ever opened them up before?
No.
I used to do it when I was a kid.
Did you?
Open up the little tablets and
druggy,
just...
snorted, did you? Druggy,
no, I did
disgusting.
Not.
Disgusting.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, after the heartbreak of me fucking up my Ticketmaster purchase for your show that I now can't go to by buying a single non-refundable ticket instead of two tickets for me and my partner because I'm a giant toddler and can't do anything on my own, Chris will understand the anxiety.
Yes.
That's a shame.
Oh.
There's been a few people come to the show on their own and...
Yeah, I think big respect to people coming on their own, but I think she accidentally bought one ticket.
I think she has, and it's a single non... That's annoying.
Annoying.
And the further disappointment of having to cancel my bastard holiday due to COVID and the company refusing to give me my money back, I thought, what better way to cheer me up than to send my first ever email into my favourite podcast?
Well, there we go. I'm glad we're reading it out for you.
Yes. I was at A&E a few weeks ago being seen by an out-of-hours doctor due to a bad chest infection in brackets.
Yeah.
I'm asthmatic, so was told to go. I'm not just an NHS regular that goes for the hee-haw.
Wow. The hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
Okay. Did she have anything stuck in her ass when she went there?
I hope so.
Well, you hope so, okay.
But she hasn't said.
Okay, yeah.
After talking to the doctor about my various symptoms, I mentioned one last thing that was bothering me. Earache.
She's got
earache.
Okay.
Bless her. The doctor said to me, do you have any ringing in your ears / itchiness, etc.? I answered, and then there was a small couple of minutes pause.
Mm-hmm.
She then turned to me and asked, do you have any discharge? My stupid arse looked down at my jeans, put my hand on my crotch as if I was feeling to see if I had been looked
For
up back
sake,
up.
For sake, man.
And I looked back up at the doctor, stared them dead in the eye, and with the stranger's face I said, I've always got discharge,
oh,
doctor.
Oh, my God. Oh, gee whiz, man.
Mortified, it was then I realised she was meaning discharge from my ears.
Yes, that's, yeah, literally, like, I've got a bad ear. Is any ringing? How's your fanny? Fine. Okay, back near the ear. Just checking. Try to catch you out the quick fanny question there.
Throws them right off.
Think fast.
Do you have any discharge?
Is that normal? She's always got discharge. Is that a normal thing?
Maybe not, actually. You shouldn't really always have discharge.
Always, right. Okay, good. But... So that was a little an extra nugget for the doctor there.
So maybe he's actually, the doctor should probably go, right, well, I'll see you separately about that next week, but let's get your ear sorted for now, eh? Babadoo, 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 bab. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I'm only on episode 34 of your podcast, so I have some catching up to do.
Wow.
But I'm loving it.
Wow.
Really,
we've got over 100
do.
Episodes to go.
There's a bit of a rocky bit in the middle, not going to lie, right? Yeah. There's a lot that went on in the world.
Something happens.
We're trying to keep it quite topical. So you might want to skip past. Yeah.
There might be some recorded breakdowns. look forward to that.
Oh my God, imagine us listening back to this in like 20 years time.
No chance. No
Shit.
Fucking chance will I ever listen back to this.
No.
No chance.
I might.
I haven't got time to listen to other podcasts.
That is true.
Other podcasts by other people I like. Not listening to my own.
I'm actually listening to a really good one at the minute.
Nah, there's no exist. Don't pick them up on here. We're the only podcast. It's mad being the only podcast, isn't it? It's weird, isn't it? Carry on.
In the entire world.
In the whole world.
No, it's true crime anyway.
Yeah, of course it fucking is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've mentioned before, but I walk in the room and someone's always getting chopped up and I give you some toast and then I have to leave again. I don't know how you are such a level-headed person and such a normal person to be around, because you're either watching rich women scream at each other on the iPad or listening to gruesome details of murder. You've got fucking issues, huge fucking issues.
I know.
It's so weird that they're your two go-to. It was going to be one of my beefs, because when we get to venues, we're doing the arena tour now, we get the arenas, we go in, we get dead excited, we look at the venue, we see all the seats, we get really excited, yeah. And then we go backstage, and I just sit either doing my Rubik's Cube or playing on my phone, and you get your iPad out and just watch fucking women screaming at each other, like fucking, like, it gets me on edge before the show, because they're just going, just fucking raging.
I thought you were my friend.
It's horrible. And now she said that, and you let me speak. And I'm just in the corner, just quickly clicking away on a Rubik's Cube. Find a happy place.
I don't know. Honestly, you're so right. Like, it's really strange, but
I watch UFC to relax, and that's men punching fuck out of each other, and women. So, yeah.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know. It's weird, isn't it? Well, we said before, the fact that we just sit on that sofa and chat as if there's not 10,000 people in the room.
Oh,
There's a part of our brain missing.
Yeah.
Something's missing somewhere.
Something's gone wrong.
But I like it. I wouldn't change. You know what I would change? You know what? Only one thing I would change about the whole thing.
What?
Put your fucking headphones in when you're watching your iPad.
Fair enough. I will. You've been talking about people hearing their neighbours having sex.
Right, okay.
In episode 34.
Yes.
Now, this isn't a hostel story, but it will probably make you cringe.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-boyfriend used to share a room with his brother. They were both in their 20s with jobs and, quite frankly, should have moved out.
Okay. Wow. Harsh.
As a mother of boys, I don't ever want them to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
They can stay here as long as they want.
Okay.
Robin wants to share a room with Rafe, by the way. Have I told you that?
Yeah, they do want to share a room. Well, when he's a bit older, they can, yeah. But
yeah.
Not at the minute. Jesus, you can't have a six-year-old in with a baby.
Can you not?
Well, it's just, you know, I thought he was cold, so I threw a duvet in. We got to get that duvet out now. You can't just pile things on top of him. He's a baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're totally right, actually, yeah.
Yeah. It would all come from love, but, you know, it's not a thing we can have.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's essentially, he'd be babysitting them all night.
I know.
Essentially.
Mommy started crying, so I give him me Lego.
Yeah.
No, you're totally right. I'll let him down gently.
Yeah.
Kind of told him he already could, but I'll tell him.
You'll forget.
Yeah. One night, his brother brought a girl he'd been seeing home. Now you can imagine what happened next.
I mean, I honestly, I can't.
Can you not?
What am I? What the so, had sex? Is that what?
Well, listen. I had walking up. In
don't tell us to imagine and then cut us off. Kind of cracks this.
Don't you be getting an imagination now. Listen.
Did I never tell you about the time Robin told us to imagine something and then got really angry?
No.
It was ages ago. It just popped in my head.
Right.
He said something. It was like, Daddy. It was like, Daddy, you know, I don't know, like, imagine. It wasn't this, but something like, you know, imagine if cars could fly or whatever. Mm. He's like, imagine if cars could fly. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And he was like, imagine? And I was like, I am, like, nothing fucking happens when I imagine. Like, I am. I'm doing it in my head. What the hell? What the imagine now, you, imagine that. He was really angry. I was like, nothing happens when I start imagining, mate.
It's very intense. Did I tell you that? Well, I've mentioned on here that he won't write the letter to Santa. Haven't I told you? He's telling Santa what he wants for Christmas in his brain, right? In his mind. Yeah,
that's,
so he's telepathically
gonna be
doing his list to Santa.
All of the fun and games on Christmas morning. Well,
yeah, I know. You do know that he's also done it for Rafe.
Right.
Because I said to him to try and get him to do a letter. I went, would you write Rafe's letter to Santa?
Oh, fuck's
and he went, no, I'll tell him. And I went, oh, will you? And he went, hang on a minute.
George, is that like a fucking psychic? Like,
yeah. And I went... I went, do you want to say it out loud so he can really hear you? And he went, no, I can't. You can't hear.
God, is he? He's testing with. He's having our lives.
I know, but then I did. I got round it because I went, I don't want to interrupt you, but can you tell him to get him the train set that you used to have? Because he used to have this amazing, we lost all the bits of it and then I don't know where it went. But he had this sit-on train thing that you put the little bricks in.
I'll tell you exactly where.
Well, we've ordered it.
It was a sit-on train thing where you put all the little bricks in the side and it did all the letters and you could sort of sit and you could walk with it.
Yeah.
I know exactly where it went. Where? It went the same place. A lot of the toys went when Robin was little.
Where?
You and your mum took them outside on a sunny day for the kid, for Robin, and then fucking left them there in the pissing down rain.
Don't know what you mean.
You did. You both do it
don't
all
know what
the
you're
time.
About.
Take this outside. The amount of toys that go outside and just get left outside. It's unbelievable.
They become outside toys.
It's fucking electric, you dick.
Oh, sorry. Who are you? Flipping Woody? What's his fucking face? Eh?
Woody, what are you talking about? Woody Harrelson?
No, man, from bloody Toy Story.
Does Woody have a surname? Sheriff Woody.
Sheriff Woody.
Right.
Eh?
Well, yeah, you should look after the toys.
Sorry.
It's disgraceful.
Right, anyway, we've ordered Rafe a new one.
Right, yeah. Right? Oh, great, yeah. Brilliant.
And, but I said to Robin, can you tell Santa that Rafe would like that?
Mm-hmm.
And he did, so.
Right, so we know that one's sorted. Right,
yeah.
Okay. Christ.
Yeah.
Forward to Christmas Day. Bloody hell. Where's all the stuff I thought of? Oh, fuck.
He mustn't have been listening to you. You've been really naughty.
You're not as telepathic as you thought, Sunshine. Who told him Santa could read his
Chris,
thoughts? Who told him that?
Not me. Absolutely not me. He's took that. He's
the
totally...
The first time he did, why didn't you just say, son, it doesn't work like that. You have to send a letter or he'll not know. That's all you had to say.
Because I never sent a letter to Santa. Did you? I never ever did.
Yes.
I didn't.
It wasn't a letter. I would just circle what I wanted in the Argos
catalogue. Of course,
and
you did.
Post the full catalogue to him.
God, no.
No, I'm joking.
No, honestly, Sandra never gave us a catalogue.
I used to go through
she never let us get that far.
From October to December, I used to spend every morning looking in the catalogue.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I never got anything out of the catalogue.
No.
Nah. I always wanted Hot Wheels and I never got Hot Wheels. That's why I buy Robin so many Hot Wheels.
That's
now.
Telepathically, he did say that at the centre.
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
Fuck's sake.
So, have we got many Hot Wheels?
Uncle Carl will get them some.
Right, okay. Right, listen, we're really not getting
right,
in these
come
stories.
On, come
okay.
On.
One night, his brother brought a girl he'd been seeing home now, and you can imagine what happened next. I had woken up the minute they had come into the room because I was a light sleeper.
Mm.
So, she's in the room.
Oh, so she's in
the
there
brother.
With one brother and another one's coming. Yeah. Oh, hanky panky.
So they were getting it on and I was like, ew, shit.
That's awful.
Shit. Yeah.
That's awful.
I decided to just try my hardest to go back to sleep because it wasn't my house I was staying in.
I couldn't. I'd still have to say something.
No. The next morning, I had brought it up, which ended up with a big debate with his family, and I ended up being in the wrong for not turning the light on and making it known I had woken up.
Ugh. What?
Like, oh, you shouldn't have been listening. And if you were awake, you should have turned the light on. Like, that's not
weird,
cool. Yeah.
I am awake now. You may cease the shagging until I drift back off to slumber.
I can't imagine anything worse than turning the light on to see them having sex as the noises were bad enough. And it says, yeah, my
heavens.
Question is, would you have turned the light on in that situation? Please keep me anonymous.
I wouldn't turn the light on, but I said something.
Right, what would you have said? I'd have said, pack it in, yeah, dirty shaggers.
Yeah, I'd have went, I'm awake, by the way. Yeah. That's all I'd have said.
Yeah.
I'm awake, by the way.
See, there's a certain etiquette to it, because me and my sister shared a room. We had bunk beds.
Yeah.
And you just don't do that.
Boys are minging, though, aren't they?
Mm, true.
Yeah. I just don't know who's, you know, oh, I got it. When I used to take girls back to my mum and dad's house, that was embarrassing enough because it's my mum and dad, but I'm my only child. You couldn't take it back. There's another bloke in the room with their girlfriend.
Yeah.
How big's this fucking room? Oh,
because we're in separate. I don't know, Chris.
Oh, goodness gracious me. That
is anyway.
Grim. That is grim.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. This could either be a question from the public or a Rosie's Mysteries.
Do a mystery. Ooh. Let's do it.
Should we?
It's been a while.
Well, I never knew that. I miss music.
I'm not allowed to
God
music
damn
anymore.
The world and all of the old sundry that live under it.
Can I not do the doodle 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 doodle
do the tune? What is the tune?
This is it.
It's do 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 do.
Oh, fucking
I
hell.
I don't think that's it.
Whatever. Just do your Rosie's Mysteries.
Okay, go. Go.
Doodle 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 doodle
doodle. It's time for Rosie's Mysteries. Mysteries, 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 mysteries. Well, I never knew that. You're kidding! Mysteries, 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 mysteries.
There we go. That'll
there
do.
We go. That'll do.
That was painful. Right. Sorry, everyone.
I have been listening to your podcast for a while now whilst I work. It's utterly hilarious and keeps me going on the long days.
That's nice.
I work on a super yacht.
Oh, shit.
Mm. And loved the fact that you both watch Below Deck. It isn't the most accurate representation of the industry, but it's TV carnage and
God,
I love it.
Someone's always getting fucking upset about something. Well, as someone who works in the super yacht, there's actually some factual inaccuracies on Below Deck. Well, no, man, it's a TV show. Fucking hell. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, everyone's always banging their own fucking drum, right?
It's just
everything's got some
caveat.
I'm sorry. Thanks for sending your thing in, and I look forward to seeing what you're about to say. But oh God,
Chris really likes Below Deck.
I am. Yeah, you know what it is. I think that's it. I am really angry. Oh
right,
God.
Okay. Anyway, my friend is a chief stewardess, and was
Do you mean chief stew? Obviously hasn't been in the industry that long.
Doesn't know the lingo.
So she's a chief stew, yeah.
Yeah, and was setting things up in the pantry for the day after serving breakfast.
Got you.
As you well know from Below Deck, even with all its factual inaccuracies, when the guests eat breakfast, the other stewardesses go into the cabins and do the morning clean.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of the boat was on deck enjoying the sunshine when his wife came charging in the pantry, covering her mouth in shock and absolutely freaking out. Oh my God, oh my God.
Okay.
She was demanding to know which stewardess had cleaned her cabin that morning, as something was missing.
Oh.
Flabbergasted, my friend said who it was that cleaned the cabin and asked what she could do to help. The wife said she had left a piece of tissue on the side of the sink and she needed it back immediately.
Uh-oh.
Believing it had been thrown away, my friend started rummaging through the pantry bin, thinking that something incredibly valuable had been thrown away, diamonds or
yeah, like
something.
If she took a ring off or something
and put it
in the tissue.
Yeah, this is a super yacht. Meanwhile, the wife was also rummaging through a smaller bin that was in the housekeeping cupboard. Completely bizarre behaviour. It must be really precious. Aha! My friend had found the crumpled tissue. She was totally intrigued as to what could be hidden in the tissue. So on her way to handing it to the panic-stricken lady, she had a quick peek.
Oh, fuck.
What was in the tissue? Mysteries, mysteries, mysteries.
Oh, okay. So it can't be something... Right, okay. Is a diaphragm a thing?
A diaphragm?
Have I made that up? It's like a condom that you put inside.
Oh.
Judging by your reaction, it's not that.
Right, okay. Well, your diaphragm is something that you use for singing. It's in your body.
Well, that's under your lung, innit? Yeah, but I mean,
there's something.
There's a woman condom that they used to...
It's not diagram.
I didn't say diagram.
No, I know.
You're a woman. You should know these things.
No, that's not true.
You know what I mean? The she condom thing.
Yes.
Where they could put it up and apparently it was terrible. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not that then, right? I'm an idiot. I've just remembered that from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
A tooth? Is it a gold tooth?
Mm.
Is it a coil? We've been talking about coils a lot. Is it a
what
coil?
What are you going with? He does this all the time. He does this on the tour. Gold he just guesses about 20. Right.
It's a coil.
Right, it's a coil. Okay. Yeah. What was in the tissue?
Tissue.
It was the wife's two front teeth.
That's why she had a hand over mouth.
Absolutely.
Fantastic work.
No wonder she had been covering her mouth the whole time.
Oh, wow.
In what we thought was shock, it was her teeth. However,
two front teeth.
Hilarious, and I'll never forget it.
So she went to breakfast without her two front teeth?
Possibly, yeah.
Because the second stew and third stew cleaned the cabin.
And it was in a tissue.
So what's she doing at breakfast without her fucking front teeth? What's she having? A smoothie?
An omelette?
Scrambled eggs?
Yeah. You never know. It might just be for sure. If our son has taught us anything, he's taught us that you do not need your two front teeth.
Oh, he can eat a fucking apple. So, yeah. No, you know, fair enough. All right, then.
We'll keep chatting about when his teeth come in.
We're not going to recognise him.
I know. It's like, we keep talking about it. I'm like, Robin, I don't think you understand. You know when your two front teeth come in? You can eat a baguette, son, from the front. You're not going to know yourself. He's going to have the time of his life. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Last week when Chris started to talk about his beef made me giggle because I can relate.
Ooh, what beef is this?
I don't know.
Fuck knows what week it was. Okay.
Sorry. Maybe that's not helpful at all. One evening, I was working a late shift, and because it was a late shift, I didn't get a chance to have my tea until 8 o'clock.
Northerner, 8 tea, p.m. She means tea. Dinner.
Okay, dinner. I threw it in the microwave, but put it in for longer than I was meant to, so instead of letting it cool for a minute, I was too impatient and took a rather big mouthful, which I instantly regretted.
Oh, God.
It was far too hot and far too much to the point I gave myself the worst heartburn that caused me to pass out.
Shut the fuck up.
I woke up on the floor on top of the bag of rubbish I had been filling, and the chair I had been sitting on was on top of me.
Oh my God. What's your microwave? That's not a microwave. That's a fucking nuclear reactor.
It is. I obviously wasn't out of it for long, as my lasagna was still hot.
Right, that was my next question. What was the food?
Lasagna.
Right, so he or she, I'm guessing it's a she, has thrown it in their mouth.
Yeah.
And it's...
Why are you guessing it's a she?
I don't know. I think it's because you're reading it and you've got a lady's voice.
Right, well, it might not be.
Well, whoever this person is, to be fair, probably sounds like a bloke. Stupid.
I think this is the definitely
thrown
bloke
it in the mouth
thing.
And instead of just spitting it out immediately, they've just gone, fuck this.
And swallowed it.
My stomach will quell the heat of this. That's mad. I've told you the story, haven't I, where I ate some mashed potatoes.
And you
burned
the little dangly
thing. The dangler at the back of my throat is completely dead. I can hold it with my fingers, yeah. And I told you I went out on the piss that night, and in the morning it was like twice the size. And I was just being sick all day. Because I was hungover and it was like I had two fingers at the back of my throat the whole day. It was the worst. But I did the same thing. But I'd spat it out. I microwaved some mash and I threw the mash right at the back of my throat, and it just like wrapped around the dangler, and I like went, I like coughed it out. Yeah. I wasn't stupid enough to go, I'll just swallow this. That'll get rid of the pain.
Well,
like, passed out.
And then he or she ended up going to A&E the next day after the bruise on my wrist got worse, to be told I had a badly sprained wrist to go along with the bruise faced and my knee. Moral of the story, don't eat boiling hot lasagna.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I don't like eat hot food.
No.
Nah.
That's
bizarre. I like lukewarm food. I hate cold food and I hate really hot food. So if you're ever thinking of buying me a present, make sure it's not.
And the answer this week guess which children's book Rosie was talking about is Goldilocks. If you had Goldilocks, you win 5 points. Fucking psycho. Did I ever tell you, have I ever told you on the podcast when I lived in Manchester and Carl Hutchinson came round to me flat and he brought a sausage roll? And he asked us to heat it up in the microwave.
And he microwaved it for 5 minutes.
He put a bit of kitchen roll on top of it and he microwaved it for 5 minutes because he's a psychopath who just wants food really hot. And it set on fire.
Yeah, of course it did.
And I had to throw it out my window.
5 minutes.
5 minutes for an already cooked sausage roll. He put it on with inexplicably just threw a bit of kitchen roll on top of it. Like the fucking, you know, the adverts where they hired that sheet in the dryer.
Oh yeah,
like back in the '90s, and they hide that like sheet, and it soaks up all the bad or whatever. I don't know, soaks up all the bollock smell. That he just like just threw the thing in and just put it on my fire, and I was like, and he was like, oh, I just want, I love it nice and hot. I want
it really hot. 5 minutes.
5 minutes for a Greg sausage roll, and it was that, and the kitchen roll were both on fire.
That's so
and it smelled so bad, and I was in a apartment block, and it was going to set the smoke alarms off, so I just opened the window and threw it into the car park. So I believe what I'm trying to say is if you were living in that apartment block in Seal in sort of 2012 and a burnt sausage roll hit your car, I'm sorry.
You might have genuinely answered a really big question for somebody out there. Yeah. You never know. Stuff like that, there's always things happening in your life.
Yeah.
And you go, "What? Why is that? Why is that glove there?
Yeah.
Why is that there?
Why is that shoe there?
Why? Yeah. What's going on?" And you've answered it to somebody who's like, how did that burnt sausage roll get in that car park?
They probably for years have thought that it fell from the sun.
Maybe. Yeah.
Or was fired out with some kind of cannon. That's why it was on fire as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now mystery solved. It was just a stupid, impatient Geordie wanker who needs all of his food piping hot for no other reason than he's just a bit of a pain in the arse.
Is that the same apartment that I went to?
Yes.
Right. I held a poo in for 3 days of that apartment. Holy shit.
I mean, there's all kinds of stories about that apartment. People holding poos in, fiery sausage. It's a treasure trove. Oh, one day we'll unlock it.
3 days. Oh, 3 days of absolute agony. Holy shit.
It was basically, guys, it was open plan, so the toilet was only ever the toilet was only ever one doorway from any other room.
It was absolutely it was horrible. Horrible. I was so poorly after that. Chris, it was I held pumps in and I held a poo in for 3 days.
Just gets all the goodness out, man. You're welcome. Just gets all the goodness out.
So bad. Did I drive home or was it the train? I can't remember.
Oh, it wasn't the train.
It might have been.
God, pray for all the rest of them passengers on that.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shagged Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much. We'll be back in your ears next week with a Christmas special.
Yes! Dun, dun, dun.
What was that supposed to be?
I thought it was going to be bells ringing.
Right.
I'm off.
You try to do bells ringing like, with your voice.
No,
that just sounds like a doorbell.
Christmas bells are ringing.
No, no.
Sometimes,
do you mistake yourself for the man from Police Academy who can do all of the noises?
Yeah.
And in your head you think, I'll do bells, this will sound exactly like bells. And it just sounded it sounded like a mad woman. That there sounded like the thing on the back of the doors. Right, let's end this now. Guys, Christmas special next week. Rosie's going to go and have a lie down. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.